Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
From WNYC in New York, this is the Soundcheck Podcast.
Take my hand, baby, we're over land. I know flying over water makes you cry. Where's that liquor card?
This is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer. This album, called Southeastern, ended up on a lot of best-of lists at the end of 2013. It's by singer-songwriter Jason Isbell, and it's the latest chapter in a career that started out with the Drive-By Truckers and has continued on with his own band, the 400 Unit, and as a solo artist. The album's filled with lyrics that are, at turns, heartbreaking and hilarious and provide a window into a journey that hasn't always been easy. We'll talk about that with Jason Isbell in just a moment, but first, he's here in our studio, along with fiddler and singer Amanda Shires, making a return appearance, the two of them now married. They're here with me in the Soundcheck studio. They're going to start us off with a song called Live Oak on Soundcheck.
There's a man who walks beside me, he is who I used to be. And I wonder if she sees him and confuses him with me. And I wonder who she's pining for on nights I'm not around. Could it be the man who did the things I'm living down? I was rougher than the timber shipping out of Fond du Lac. When I headed south at 17, the sheriff on my back. I'd never held a lover in my arms or in my gaze, so I found another victim every couple days. But the night I fell in love with her, I made my weakness known to the fighters and the farmers digging dusty fields alone. The jealous innuendo of the lonely hearted man let me know what kind of country I was sleeping in. Well, you couldn't stay alone or on the plains before the war. When my neighbors took to slighting me, I had to ask what for. Rumors of my wickedness had reached our little town. Soon she heard about the boys I used to hang around. We'd robbed a Great Lakes freighter, killed a couple men aboard. When I told her, her eyes flickered like the sharp steel of a sword. All the things that she'd suspected, I'd expected her to fear, was the truth that drew her to me when I landed here. There's a man who walks beside me, he is who I used to be. And I wonder if she sees him and confuses him with me. I wonder who she's pining for on nights I'm not around. Could it be the man who did the things I'm living down? Well, I carved a cross from live oak and her box from shortleaf pine, and buried her so deep she touched the water table line. Picked up what I needed and I headed south again. To myself I wonder, would I ever find another friend? There's a man who walks beside her, he is I used to be, and I wonder if she sees him and confuses him with me.
That is Jason Isbell with Amanda Shires live on Soundcheck and a song called Live Oak. Jason Isbell playing the guitar and singing, Amanda Shires playing the fiddle. The album is called Southeastern. As I mentioned earlier, it was on a lot of best of lists at the end of 2013. And for that, Jason, congratulations.
Thank you very much.
And also, since the last time you were here, a lot has happened. You and Amanda, now married.
We
congratulations.
Are married to each other, of all things.
Did you know when you were writing this album that it would turn out to be what it was, you know, something a little different from everything that had come before?
I knew that I'd put more time into the lyrics and the melodies, and I'd had a lot more focus. But, you know, I still needed support, because when you're in the middle of working on something, in my personal experience, you know, you question the thing that you're doing, and you're not positive. You're not ever really sure, is this great, or is it junk, you know? Some days I'd come home from the studio and I'd be great, you know, I'd be very happy about the work that we'd done. And then sometimes she would have to...
She being Amanda.
Yeah, Amanda would have to tell me, you know, no, it's good, it's going to be really great, it's the best work that you've done. And that helped, you know, that helped me get through the process without pulling my hair out.
Because one of the other processes that has gone on in your life since the last time you were here was you've gone through, you know, rehab, gotten sober and stuff, which I know you've talked a lot about. That's got to be hard to kind of continually go over that ground in interviews and stuff like
that. Yeah, it is. I mean, the opening up and talking about it part's not really hard anymore, because I did that voluntarily early on for a few different reasons, most of them my own personal reasons. But you know, there's been a lot of interviews, and I'm grateful for all those. But sometimes, you know, it's a little taxing.
Yeah. On the other hand, you know, every time you're on the radio or in print, some new group of fans who don't know your story are hearing it for the first time.
Of course, yeah. And it does me good to tell the story. You know, people who are, I think, in recovery from any kind of substance abuse know that the more times you tell somebody about your own personal struggles with it, the easier it is to keep yourself on the straight and narrow.
Yeah. The thing that made me think of it was you talking about coming out of the studio some days feeling great and other days feeling this is junk. You know, people who've gone through this process, sometimes creative people who go through it, they fear that they're going to lose that creative edge.
Yeah.
Did you have that fear?
I did, but, you know, I think it was more just an excuse, really. I think when you hear people say that, it's usually an excuse.
Yeah.
I think somewhere down inside them, they believe that that's not going to happen. That fear, you know, it's kind of posing as fear, but really it's just you saying, I want another drink or I want another pill or whatever, and I'm going to, you know, use this to get one. But that song, Live Oak, that I just played was about that, and worrying about my own personal effectiveness and attractiveness to Amanda and to my friends and to the people around me, and wondering if the person that I would wind up becoming would be, you know, as attractive as the person that I was before. And
yeah.
I'm glad I wrote it when I did, because now, you know, I don't think I'd be able to do that. I just don't have that concern anymore.
Hmm. When you start the song and it's just your voice in this kind of stark, bleak setting, I mean, it's almost like you're going down that old murder ballad tradition.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that's what I was trying to do in this one. She knows a lot more about murder ballads than I do, but I believe that I was...
Do tell, Amanda.
No.
Yes, please
no.
do.
No.
She's done a lot of murder balladry work. She's heard them all, listened to them all, and read about them all. She's working on them for her graduate school stuff.
Yeah. You have a favorite, Amanda? A favorite murder ballad?
Probably Barbara Allen. That's not really a, you know...
Well,
it's one of my favorite ballads.
It's a great old one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe Oxford Girl, Wexford Girl. That turned into Knoxville Girl.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
I mean, there's just so many of them. Pretty Polly and...
Yeah, I'm curious as to why
Edward
they kind of stopped and, you know...
I'm not sure they did.
No, I mean, they kind of stopped and setting their they're in Appalachia, but they haven't really, nobody's really revamped them like they've done.
Right. Well, there was Nick Cave and PJ Harvey did that album some years ago where they did just all these murder ballads, and it was
so over. But did they rewrite them?
Well, you know, they kind of, like, they went so over the top that it almost became funny.
Oh.
Well, it did become sort of funny.
Yeah, with Nick Cave, it's going to become funny.
Now, let me ask you about the record title, Jason. Jason Isbell, Amanda Shires here with me in the Soundcheck studio. The album's called Southeastern. There are songs about Stockholm, New South Wales. You mentioned Fond du Lac, town in Wisconsin, in Live Oak, the song you just sang. I mean, there's a real sense of place in a lot of this record.
Yeah.
Was that intentional?
I think that's just what I was concerned with at the time. I like settings. I like it when you are listening to a song and it puts you in a certain place or a certain time. I think that's probably my favorite thing about music in general is that, you know, when it's done really well, I think it puts you in a certain room. And I like
Well,
that.
Not to put too fine a point on it, there is a song here that puts us in a very specific room. And that is the song Super 8.
Oh, right, yeah. That's not a good room to be in.
I mean, I want to play for people a little bit of this hysterical tale of a drunken night in a cheap hotel. Is this ripped from the headlines of your life, or is this...
It's a lot of different stories combined. Mostly things that happened to me 10 or 11 years ago.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, disclaimer. None of this is recent.
Well, let me give people an idea of what we're talking about. This is from the album Southeastern. The song is called Super 8.
Having such a sweet night, audience is just right, drinking like a pirate dude. Don't want to sleep yet, buddy, it's a good bet. Raise more hell than you. Do a couple rails and chase your own. Telling me your heart hurt, honey, let me count the ways. And a big boy busting in, screaming at his girlfriend, waving around a fungo bat. Bass player stepping up, brandishing a coffee cup, tuck it in a baby fat. I don't wanna die in a Super 8 motel just because somebody's evening didn't go so well.
I don't want to die in a Super 8 motel. Jason Isbell. Neat piece of songwriting there, Jason.
Thank you.
The album is called Southeastern. The day is saved not by the bass player's coffee cup, which does very little good
does
in protecting
him,
but by Pedialyte.
Pedialyte. I'd used Pedialyte as a hangover cure when I was drinking. And it works really well. It tastes terrible, but it works for that.
All right. Well, in a baby's aisle at a drugstore or pharmacist or a supermarket near you.
Or if you have a little brother like I did, you can just steal it out of the fridge. Mom hated that.
And Amanda, I mean, last time you were here, you were doing your own music. Have you and Jason, since you've gotten married, have you started writing together? Do you do a lot of playing together?
We do a lot of playing together. We write a little bit together. I think we're just taking our time with it. You know, you don't want to go into the candy shop and eat all the candy at once and then get sick.
Then you need more Pedialyte.
Yeah, or, you know, there's lots of time.
All right. Well, the album is called Southeastern, and there's some great songwriting on it. You want to do another one for us now?
Sure, yeah, I'd love to.
Here he is with the guitar. Amanda Shires playing the fiddle. It's a song called Different Days, live on Soundcheck.
Staring at the pictures of the runaways on the wall. It seems like these days you couldn't run away at all. And even if you you did what you got to run away to. Just another drunk daddy with a white man's point of view. And I can see you in my mind's eye catching light. Sleep beside the river if we make it out of town tonight. You can strip in Portland from the day you turn 16. You got one thing to sell, benzodiazepine. 10 years ago I might have seen you dancing in a different light and offered up my help in different ways. Those were different days. Those were different days. Had a girl back home and we shared a single bed. When I whispered in her ear, she believed every word I said. And if she didn't believe, she didn't dare give me a slap. It was, baby, I love you, get off of my goddamn back. Time went by and left again. Jesus loves the sinner, but the highway loves the sin. My daddy told me, I believe he told me true, that the right thing's always the hardest thing to do. 10 years ago I might have stuck around for another night and used her in a thousand different ways, but those were different days. Those were different days. And the story's only mine to live and die with. And the answer's only mine to come across. But the ghost that I got scared and I got high with look a little lost. Ten years ago I might have thought I didn't have the right to say the things an outlaw wouldn't say. Those were different days. Those were different days. Those were different days.
Jason Isbell and Amanda Shires, guitar and fiddle respectively, both of them singing. Jason's song, Different Days, which is on his most recent album called Southeastern. They're playing live for us here in the Soundcheck studio today. Let's hear another song, a particularly effective but harrowing bit of songwriting from the album Southeastern. This song is called Elephant. Once again, Jason Isbell with Amanda Shires live on Soundcheck.
She said, Andy, you're better than your past. Winked at me and drained her glass. Cross-legged on a bar stool like nobody sits anymore. She said, Andy, you're taking me home. But I knew she planned to sleep alone. I'd carry her to bed, sweep up the hair from the floor. If I'd fucked her before she got sick, I'd never hear the end of it. But she don't have the spirit for that now. We drink our drinks and laugh out loud. bitch about the weekend crowd and try to ignore the elephant somehow. She said, Andy, you cracked me Seagram's in a coffee cup. Sharecropper eyes, her hair almost all gone. When she was drunk, she made cancer jokes. She made up her own doctor's notes. Surrounded by her family, saw that she was dying alone. I'd sing her classic country songs. She'd get high and sing along. But she don't have the voice to sing with now. We burn these joints in effigy. Cry about what we used to be. Try to ignore the elephant somehow.
Jason Isbell and Amanda Shires with a song called Elephant from Jason's latest record called Southeastern. Jason singing and playing guitar, Amanda helping out with backing vocals and fiddle. Jason, let me read you a comment that was just posted on our website from Brian, who's listening in live. Every time I hear these songs, I find something new. Now, you've played these songs many, many times. Does that still happen for you, too?
I mean, that first song, it happened because I found some new lyrics and I had to stop and start over. You know, I try to put myself in the place that I was in when I wrote the songs, and they're very specific to me. You know, the characters that I use and the stories are very specific. And they have a certain memory for me that I try to conjure up every night when I'm singing them so I can mean them, you know, mm-hmm. and deliver them the right way. So that pretty much all floods back to me every time I do these. It depends on who's in the audience, too, you know, and how the audience is reacting. Sometimes that song, Elephant, sometimes it's hard for me to get through it, you know, and I feel like it kind of should be. You know, you should get a little bit choked up sometimes when you're singing your own music.
Yeah. Is that, have you ever written, like, short stories? I mean, these songs are almost getting to that point.
Yeah, you know, but I don't consider songs as just second-rate short stories, you know what I mean? I'm not a fiction writer. I might at some point try to do that, but you know, to me a great song is just as impressive as a great piece of fiction, and I don't want to be a songwriter who writes a book, you know. Mm. If I do write a book, I don't think anybody would know it's me. I think it'd be under a pen name or something, because I would want to be, you know, thrown in the ring with the fiction that I read. And right now, I'm just not able to meet those standards.
Well, that's it's a fine piece of songwriting there.
Thanks.
Song Elephant from Jason Isbell. Amanda, last time you were on the show, you had just done a cameo in the movie Country Strong. Any more film work since we saw you last?
Well, you know, I'm always trying to get into movie films. I never get invited. I just show up.
Just walking around in the background.
Yeah.
She won't let me watch that one. She sent me some video of it on the phone the other day, and I thought it looked great.
It was a lot of fun, you know. I made a new record since then in August, and that's all, you know, writing songs, mm-hmm. playing the fiddle.
We're gearing up for the Olympics round here. What about you guys?
I could tell.
I am. I'm gearing up for the Olympics. I've got a regimen that I'm following.
Yes.
Not thinking about the Olympics.
Is that strenuous?
It's
thinking?
It's tough. It's getting harder and harder. It's getting harder and harder.
I'm gearing up for doing laundry soon.
Yeah, that's like an Olympic event.
You wild and wacky newlyweds.
Folding. It's like curling, but folding.
And you have to be like the Norwegian curling team with the bright colored costumes.
I saw them. Norwegians, they don't mess around with the bright colored clothing. They're pretty funny people.
Sun up there half the year. You got to get your color somewhere.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah.
It's wacky.
We played in Stockholm, and I have a song.
Well, that's Sweden.
Yeah, in Sweden, and I have a song called Stockholm, and they loved it. And then the next night, we went to Oslo in Norway, and I was telling the story about playing that song the night before. And there was a guy in the crowd that said, "The Swedish are useless." And I said, "Excuse me, sir?"
The guy next to him said,
"Yeah." The guy next to him was like, "He's right. They're useless, the Swedish."
Someone probably should have warned you about the whole Swedish-Norwegian thing.
I know, because we can't do that in this country. We couldn't just pick, you know, Canadians or Mexicans and say they're useless. That you can't do that.
All right, guys. This has been a lot of fun having a chance to see you both again and to see you together. And, Jason, congratulations on Southeastern. Terrific record. Thanks for playing for us.
I'm more excited about being married. But the record's also been a good thing.
He's not trained to say that. That sounded like he was trained to say that.
It didn't sound very excited,
No,
did it?
No, it didn't.
I'm very excited about being married.
You've heard the song. You know how understatement is my only trick. It's the only trick I have in my whole bag. So.
No.
I try to say everything kind of like Stephen Wright.
Jason Isbell, Amanda Shires, guys, thanks for being with us.
Thank you. Thanks for having us.
I've heard love songs make a Georgia man cry on the shoulder of somebody's Saturday night. Read the good book, studied it too, but nothing prepared me for living with you. Lock me up tight in these shackles I wear, tied up the keys in the folds of your hair, and the difference with me as I used to.